The Gemara says, in Megillah, the home of the bays. You got the matzosa timing. And the well-known shot, the yachzit to the goin, that the goin said that after all the yagia that a person doesn't Torah, thank you, after all the yagia that a person doesn't Torah, at the end of the day, it's a mitziah. You got it, you work, you start, you mutrid. But at the end of the day, it's a mitziah, it's something which falls into your lap. Emes is that it's not just a diuk. It's kamadim of forish gemara. The gemara says in the Dorm Daf Nun Hey, a famous drosha. The gemara says in the Dorm Daf Nun Hey, Amar Aleph on the bottom. Pasuk says in the Masois of Klaisol, Midbar Matonim Matonim Nachliel Manachliel Bomers. Kivan Shaisa Adam Es Atzmai Kemidbar. Shumufka lakol, when a person is mafkrim kol, a person is mevater himself like a midbar. Torah nitna lev matana, the Torah is given to him matana. He said before in the Gemara that at the end of the day it's matana. But the pshat is that a person has to make himself into a midbar. Because I want to speak about a little bit, what's this inyan? There are two inyanim over here. One inyan is the etzim fact that at the end of the day it's a matana. And what's this tanai of yagata of midbar in order to get it? There are two nekudas over here. Is the first nekuda that it's a matana, that it's a metziah, is based on the fact that be'etzem Torah is nevuah. Be'etzem Torah is nevuah. Torah is the Dvar Hashem. Torah is the Dvar Hashem itself, Be'etzem. Is Be'etzem, the mistake that we have when we learn, is we look at it as a Chochma, a Pshat, a Seichel, the Kazach, and the word is something because it's not. We're talking about a Nevu, a Ruach HaKadosh Hazach. We're talking about Torah Misinei, the Dvar Hashem, the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch himself. Is where do you Bechal HaShaychus to it, Bechal? B'sach HaKol, Yilu Denosh, B'as of Adam. Is the pshat is at the end of the day, the only way a person can have a shayach to Torah is idea matan, is idea mitziah. That's the only way. Otherwise, you can't have shayach to it. That's poshut. But the tanai is the yagata. Why is the tanai the yagia? You could say, if a person doesn't want it, a person doesn't mutter himself, why should I give it to you? But the zach, which is much deeper than that, and I want to speak about it a little bit at the beginning of this month, it's also Erev Shavuos. And it's Erev Shavuos. It's not Erev Shavuos. The whole Sfiras HaEmer is a period of Erev Shavuos. I always say, Kivayochel says, V'yayim chasu nosoi, that Shavuos was the day that Klal Yisrael got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochel to the Torah. Baruch Hashem, I have shaykhs with Chassanim a little bit. Nobody gets ready for a wedding a week before. Balaam, from the minute the divorce over, they're already looking for Chosin Tai. There is such a thing, I heard. I never saw it. There's such a thing called Chosin Tai by Stais. And other lesser important hachonas for the wedding. Up the board, as the person gets ready, nobody, I never saw Chosin come to a wedding in sneakers. But the pshat is, we'll get ready for it. Not in a day, not in an hour, not in a week, not in a month. Is the pshat is, if you're going to get married, and the kala is a pesach hashav a kala here, is the word is, the chosin, with the kala taka, is the word is when a person is becoming one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah also, it's a hachona. Is what's taka, if at the end of the day, Torah is something me shemayim, which b'etzem we have no shakas to, no rezeicha to it, rezeicha in the matana, so what's taka this tonight? The Gemara says in Psofim Daf Nadalam and Aleph and in other places that Torah was one of the things which were nivra before Bria Soilam. That means before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was a Bria of Torah. The Maral explains that the pshat is that Torah is in ganze mufka from Olam Hazeh. There's no shachas b'chal to Olam Hazeh. It's a zach which is before the Bria. It's a zach which is koidim the Bria. It's not a pshat or something in Olam Hazeh. There's Olam Hazeh and there's all the things which Olam Hazeh contains, and one of the things that is in Olam Hazeh is also a ruchni is like a thing called Torah. Torah is no shayach b'chal to Olam Hazeh. Torah was before the Bria. And the pshat is, the Maral says in Loshin that Bishvilisko is b'Torah tzorach lotzeis ma'olam. In order for a person to be Zayich on Torah, a person has to step out of the world. A person has to, because in there's no Torah in the Bria. In Eilam Hazeh, there's no Makom for Torah B'chol. The Inyan of Yigiyah and the Inyan of Amelus B'Torah is not a chitsoiniastic tenai that as much as you want Torah, as much as you mutcha for it, that's as much as you get. Kilo, it's a support of how much you want it, how much time you put into it, how much effort you put into it. Now the pshat is that Vibal Torah is a matana, Torah is a mitziah, Torah is a matana from Shemayim. It's a ruchni yizdika schus, that's what Torah is. Is the pshat is that Amelus b'Torah is the way that a person walks out of the world, is the way a person breaks himself. Amelus b'Torah is a tnai in a person breaking his guf. It doesn't mean that a person has to fast, and it doesn't mean that a person doesn't have to sleep, and it doesn't mean that a person doesn't take care of all his bodily needs that he needs, whether he needs, sometimes he needs to relax. We're not talking about that. But the tenai for Kabbalah Sotayr is that when a person is learning, and a person has to be learning all the time, a person learns in an oif and a breaking his guf. Not the pshat that there are two nafkaminas to that. One is that first of all, I only learn when it's easy, when I feel good, when it's air conditioned, when I had a good meal already, then I go learn. I have all my physical time. That's the pshat of Torah in the world. That's not Torah B'chol. That's not the Bria of Torah. It's something else. Whatever it is. It's a good pshat. It could be a good ktsais. It could be a good pshat and ktsais, but it's not Torah. Torah is outside the world. It's on one level, it means that a person learning is disconnected from all his gufnias that he needs. That's in general. And b'frat b'shas ma'isa, when a person's learning, how much of the zich is the person learning with? How much of the zikr is the person being mashki and is learning? All the pshat is 90% is thinking about other things and worrying about other things. And then a shaykh is to where your head is. Then a shaykh is to how much physical kochus you're putting in. How much you're willing to learn over a taisus again and again and again and again and again. It's easier to fast a week than to learn a taisus 3 times. That's a dover pashat. A 4th time is already a fasting a month. 5th time is ayin l'ros, so nobody ever did it, so we don't know. The pshat, that's pashat like that. What's the pshat? The pshat is because your guf doesn't want. Everybody knows when you hit the taisis for the 3rd time and you want to learn, you know the taisis is clear. You learn it once, you learn twice. You learn it the 3rd time, you don't have it clear. You partially have a stomachache, a physical mitzias which doesn't want to learn. That's the guf which doesn't want to have a shaykhus to it. Is that the pshat is that the Torah is in the oilam? But the Maral says b'shulizkei is b'Torah because the mitzias of Torah is something which is completely disconnected to all the limitations of Olam Hazeh. The pshat is that it's not connected to the limitations. A Torah which is limited to the limitations of Olam Hazeh, to the limitations of each person's private guf and his needs, is the pshat is it's not Torah. Now, it doesn't mean that a person has to go from one extremism to another. Tomorrow, you walk around, finished, have no shaykh to Olam Hazeh, and geendik. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to misunderstand, because sometimes in these days, the new door, they misunderstand things. It's like saying, well, my door, we never misunderstood these things. But today, it's a new door. I'm not saying you should walk around with sackcloth outside. I just saw that, so I was late. They're walking around with sackcloth outside now, because whatever it is. the pshat is, I didn't say you should walk around with sackcloth all day. Yeah, that's not what I said. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I said you should walk around with dirty pants and a shirt that you don't change in 2 weeks. L'shem Shemayim. That's not what I'm saying, because you're not going to learn otherwise. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, does a person live with a total domination of his guf over him? That's the pshat. Is in every area that a person breaks epis the guf over him, that the guf doesn't run his life, that's the makom with Torah is chal on him. And if a person lives in an oifen where his guf runs his life, whether it's in machshava, whether it's in his physical needs, it starts from big things. What are you doing with your life? What's important to you? Where you're going? It starts with small things. Every time you're thirsty, do you get up in the middle of Seder to go get a drink? That's the pshat is on a small level, the vodas you call it hasmada. On a small level, you call it the vodas you're never going to get pshat in anything because you're never learning jumping up and down. But on a much deeper level, the vodas is because it's a Torah which is in the oilam. It's a Torah which is limited to a person's gufni's dikka limitations. It's from that Torah, that's not matana. And a person can learn at b'toras chachma, b'toras matana, to be zeicha in kesser Torah. A person won't be zeicha in kesser Torah. Because the tenai for kesser Torah, yegiyah means an unending, continuous avodah, both intellectually, both with his machshava, both with his guf, to constantly think about it, to ligin it, to break a person's guf. That's the inyan of yegiyah. When a person breaks himself, on every level that a person is able to, without being extreme, is a person afazoy vait that his yegiyah and Torah, is he breaks his guf, is the pshat, it's not as I think as after as much as you want Torah. That's the tenai. Vibal Torah is cool, it has no shachas to Olam Hazeh. Is only chal on the person as much as he learns are not Olam HaZadik HaTorah. And the main of Kamin is B'Shas Talimud. We're a Shvach HaDor. We're not holding a big Dargis. And we're not holding by disconnecting ourselves from Yom HaZeh. But Chotra, when we learn, we should be disconnected from Yom HaZeh. Chotra, when we should learn with all the Kaychas, with all the Geshmak, with all the energy. And that's not B'Torah to be Yetzer Zayin. A learning to be Yetzer Zayin is an Yom HaZeh Dikah learning. That the word is, it's a learning. What's about Yetzer Zayin? Because other things are going on. There's no vacuum, there's no empty makom. There's always something else going on. Is there something else going on? Is there no makom for chalit? That means it's a Torah of the Olam. That's the tenai of Amelus Batorah to be chal the matana. The matana is not chal on the guf. The matana is chal on the neshama. And after zevayt that a person is gaber his neshama over his guf in every small darga. When a person learns the taisis again, when a person mutches to get a pshat, that's the breaking of the person. That's the breaking of the mensch itself. The mensch doesn't want to do that. The mensch has a snagdus to that. And every time a person breaks it, a person making himself a kli, which is roif ashroas ashrina. That's the word of Torah. A person zeichet in a matana. It's a gewaldige Gemara. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Tessim Bebeis, a person has to know that a person can be zeichet to it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Tessim Bebeis, a famous Gemara, but it's kedai to hear it again. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Tessim Bebeis, Omer Yitzchak Ba'avdima Maikro Shinema Nefesh Omol Ameloloi Hu Omol B'Mokim Zeh V'Torosa Yemelos L'Mokim Acha Shaking Gemara Nefesh Omol. A person mutters himself Ameloloi. You mutter yourself in the Torah in one place and the Torah is muttering for you. Says Rashi, what's the pshat? Rashi says Mifnei She'omol Ba'Torah Torah Amelos Loi. Zok Rashi Mifnei She'mesiv Dor B'Piv. He says like this, Torah Amelos Loi. What's pshat? You Amol Batayra, the Torah works for you. Says Rashi, Shemachzeres Olav, the Torah daigus for you. Umevakeshes Me'eis Koina, the Torah goes back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Limser Loi Tame Torah V'Sudreo. Yeah, Maisa. You're mutrin on a Taisin B'Metziah, on a Rashi in Kedushin. Mutrin. At night, Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to you as Megali, the sages of Merkava. That's what Rashi says. Because the Torah Akutesha goes ahead in Rashi, yeah? I'm not reading the Kabbalah over here. I'm not reading over here Talmud Devarah. Rashi in Sanhedrin. The Pshat in the Goyin, by the way, that the Goyin said that every night, right, the Malachim came down and were Megalal Rose Torah, is the Pshat is because Nefesh Omol Amel Avoy. What's the Pshat in that, by the way? What's that? Is the Pshat is Poshet. Anyway, the Torah is a Matana. When you're learning in Bob Metzi, it's also a Matana. So what's the difference if the Matana comes from Mitzvah, the Matana comes from Shabbat, the Matana comes from Ha'isa Merkova, or the Matana comes from Uksin? When you're muttering on a Rashba, also it's a Matana, it's a Mitzvah, it's a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the Pshad, is the Amelu, that's the Pshad, that's the Oimik of this Pshad, the Gemara and Sanhedrin. What's up if I'm learning Shabbat and I'm getting a Gilui at night, in the middle of the night, you have a dream, and it comes to you with a beer, and a Gevaldik, a Shver, a Mishnah in Kalem. What's the Pshad on that? Is the Pshad, because anyway, the Mutcherai, the same Mutcherai, the Mutcherai is the word, I'm breaking the goof, I'm making myself Roy Fashra Sashrina. What's the difference where I get it from? Is the word is, I'm talking for myself, I don't know about the Ilum here. We're not holding yet by the Darga that we're muttering in Kedusha and the Bereshit reveals us at night to say this on Masechah Shabbos without muttering for it. Maybe, whoever is Adarabba, step up. But Abba Chach, we should be Zeicha, say it. But we should be zeichah that we mutter in Kedushin, the Rishon should give us pshat in the Kedushin chach over here. Maybe we're not only here by the dark of big chalomis that the Goyim Malachim don't come down to us every night to tell us kol teru kula mimagalos kol endos davust, that the Goyim had an offer from the Malachim that they would say, and he said he doesn't want, he wants to mutter zich himself. Those debates and issues, how to resolve, we don't have Baruch Hashem those fakers what to do. Abra chach, when we mutter ourselves in a taisis in Kedushin, Chot, we should be zeicha for that. Chot, we should be zeicha for that matana. Chot, we should be zeicha for that kirvas elikim. And that's something that a person can have shaykhs do, but it's a different type of learning, b'chal. It's a different type of learning. It's not a learning sitting back, and it's not a learning which time a person does to pass the time, or because the word is you have 3 years till you get married. The word is, this is a learning which is a learning of zeichas v'kodesh baruch hu. And the only reason why people don't get a geschmack in learning, or they don't get a geschmack enough, is only because of this, by the way. It's only because of this. It's only because of a lack of omul. A person who's not omul batayra, whether in quantity, whether in quality, and I can list off tens of nafkaminas, practical nafkaminas, whether it's what you do Friday, what you do Shabbos, what you do Motzei Shabbos, what you do b'shas ma'aser when you're learning, what you do during a seder, what you do with the Taisis, what you do with the Raj. We heard it with Kasha. How many times do you think about it? They say from Chayesh Relevitz, you heard a new Rashash that he never heard. He used to put his, Rabbi Moshe told me, I remember, he saw it, I think he saw it with his own eyes, put his hand over the Rashash Chazav 15 times. Voshtein Rashash, Nahumul. Now Chayesh Relevitz had a good memory, he remembered it after the second time, or after the first time. So what's he chazing it over again? There's nothing better to do, Goler? What do you mean? Is it new stick? I'm able to until I get it clear, until I have it in my bones. Is the thought is, that's how these people became what they became. They didn't become by tricks or by shortcuts or by looking for the easy way out. That's the t'nai for the zach. The Gvaldiga Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says in Saita that from Testament Aleph, and it shows us taka that there's a much broader zach to it. The Gemara says in Testament Aleph in Saita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bereder Abchia, Kol Tamat Chochem O'Esek B'Torah Mitech Hadchak, Filoso Yenishmas. A person who learns with a Mutcharai, of course, Baruch Hu has his Tula. Rabbi Avo Omar, Masbi Yenoisem Yizib Ashrina. Rabbi Acham Rachanina Omar, Ein HaPar Gnil Bufonav. That he never calls off the Mechitz in front of it. A person who mutchered for learning. The Pshat is that it's not some schus of Torah. No, the word is that when a person breaks himself for Torah, when a person breaks his goof, is the pshat is he's close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's zeich in Torah. He's zeich in the Matana. He's zeich in other places in Torah. May Kadosh Baruch Hu hears it feel. The whole Kareinu Elov. A person who's non to Kadosh Baruch Hu hears him. It's a different mitzias of a life. The emes pshat of Ein Lecho Ben Chayrin El Misha Isik B'Torah. What does it mean? A person's free. A person is free from all his taivas and from all his worries and from all his limitations. That's free. We're not free. We have all our medias which bother what's going to be with this and what's going to be with that, and what did Yana say? Why did Yana say a better pshat to me? And Yana's like this and Yana's like that, and what's going to be? And with COVID, and how am I going to make a living? And where am I going to eat for Shabbos? And who am I going to marry? And I'm curious to get up tomorrow morning. Our head is a... Never wrong, I'm talking to myself when I was a bacher. But... Maybe there's a few of you that have such things going on in your head. Is our head is a cholent of worries and daigis and taivis, all mixed in. We're not b'nei chayrin. We're not b'nei chayrin. Ein lecha b'nei chayrin el misha oisik b'toira is the amelus b'toira. A person wants to be free from all the limitations and all the barriers and all the mechitzes. That's the idea of amelus. A person throws himself into it. And the years to do it is only when a person's in yeshiva. There's an opportunity to be kind of a darga. And it, we're not talking over here about milus or yoinus. Without this, a person possibly has no shaykh to the zach b'chal. These are weeks which brought down the Svarim HaKadoshim, the weeks before Kabbalah Satera. The whole inyan of Pirkei Avos, the inyan of Midis, these are all inyonim of a person breaking himself, making himself a kli for Kabbalah Satera. But it requires two very clear hakoros. One is that Torah is kulei ruchnius. And if a person does not make himself royal for it, he's not going to have shaykhus to it. A person can sit in yeshiva. Many times, Bochum asked me, they sat X years in yeshiva, and they left the way they came. I'm not going to say, it's not correct to say many, because most taka understand what they're here for. But Amol, you see a Bochum comes in, he left the way he was. He left the way he came in. Nothing sticks to it. What's the pshat in that? The pshat is, because Torah is ruchnius. Torah is while a person is reading the Gemara, you're reading the Gemara. Or if you want it to stay with you, Torah is a ruchnius. Torah is cooler ruchnius. There's no taruvus. It's like the Maral says, no shaykh d'elam haza. Is one recognition of Torah is cooler ruchnius. A person wants to accomplish something here in the years that we're here. It's with the hakar that Torah is cooler ruchnius. The second hakar is that we are cooler ruchnius. A mensch be'etzem is cooler ruchnius. No, we have to remind ourselves of it. We have to work ourselves of it. We have to misgaber that side over. But that's the mitzias of a mensch. And these are the weeks before Kabbalah Zotera, as it gets nearer and nearer and nearer. They say from the Svarim HaKadoshim that from Lag Boimer, which is coming up soon already, the iris of Matan Torah already started to shine. The pshat is as we get nearer and nearer and nearer, the opportunities to be kind of this darga, which opens up all the gates. The gates of Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gates of Tefillah, the gates of Geshmak and learning, the gates of Kinyan HaTorah, is now to be kind of these weeks. These are the weeks of the years. I saw Gavaldik, a shocking member of Hashem Nisvas Emes. He said, whoever does the Avodah now doesn't need Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we'll speak of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when we get there also. We'll still need it. There was something left to do still. The Kedusha of these tags is clear what the Kedusha is. These are days where a person can be Zeicha in the Etzim Kinyan of Yagata Matzosa. And these are days of opportunities, days to hop around. It requires an Avodah. It's a Shver Zach. It's not an easy Zach to do. Somebody says it's easy. We're not talking Stamid. It's a Shver Kite. And every person has to start with a little thing. You can't start with big projects. Big projects fall big. A klein zach to push, to break the goof a little bit. Not that the goof run our lives, whether it's during a seder, whether it's in the quality of a learning, whether it's in the amount of time that you put in. There's always another hour to learn. There's always another quality to learn the faces one more time, to get a claw one more time. You heard a good kasha, think over the kasha 10 times. I know myself, when I before I go in and I say a share, and I've learned, I always, mamash, I always see young bachurim at it. It's a wonderment for me. I've learned these sugyas, for example, many times. Before I go into, say, a shir on a sugya, I'll think over a kasha between 10 to 20 times. Not how to say it. Stop. How do you say over a kasha if you didn't think it over 10, 15, 20 times? All that's seldom over, what not. And you see a bachur, he hears the kasha, and a split second later, he already has a teretz. It doesn't bother me if the teretz is right or wrong. It doesn't make a difference whether the teretz is right or wrong. Could be teretz right, could be teretz wrong. But no chance of learning, Bukhal. That's not Torah. That's intellectual. What do you call it? He said 2 plus 2. He said 4. He said 5. He said 6. You explain to him why 2 plus 2 is 4. It's not 5. It's 4. I think. Yeah. Is the pshat? That's not learning. Learning is the yigiyah b'Torah. Learning is the long route, and the long route could be in Bikiyah. The long route could be in Biyun. It could be in Arish. It could be in Achron. It could be in a Taisus. But the word is, the learning is the shtelling to. Is the shtelling to my zich to the Torah. It's a different type of learning. It's a different type of learning. It's a different type of life. Ashrei Misha Mola Batoya Voice and Achas Ruach Liyotzer.